Russia's strategy could be shifting in Ukraine. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News. Heavy firepower continues to besiege cities like Mariupol and Kharkiv, and we're also getting word that Russian forces have taken control of a town near Chernobyl. As for the ground assault, though, in Kyiv, U.S. officials say it's been halted.
Now it appears we may have an actual sea change, and that sea change announced by Russian generals who talked about modifying, as they put it, Russia's goals in Ukraine, and rather than seeking to take over the whole country, saying that their intent in the first place was only to take over the east, the Donbass area.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt. President Biden is in Poland, where hours from now he'll deliver a major speech expected to focus on the urgency of the challenge.
Why it is so important that the free world sustain unity and resolve in the face of Russian aggression. He'll also talk about the context and history of this conflict and where he sees it going from here.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan. Agreement is said to be very close on a new Iran nuclear deal, so says the European Union's top diplomat. However, Iran has made another demand. The regime is insisting that sanctions imposed on Russia should not impact Russia's trade with Iran. Despite a veto by Utah's governor, state lawmakers have banned transgender athletes from competing in girls' sports.
Before the veto, it was supported by a majority of Utah lawmakers, but it had fallen short of the two-thirds needed to override it. On Friday, the ban's sponsors flipped 10 Republicans in the State House and 5 in the Senate, who had previously voted against it.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
It appears to be a terrible tragedy. That's how a Florida sheriff describes a fatal fall at an amusement park.
A drop tower style ride at an Orlando amusement park remains closed as deputies investigate why a teenage boy fell hundreds of feet to his death Thursday. The accident happened at Orlando's Icon Park and the Orlando Freefall, which raises riders 450 feet in the air before hurtling them towards the ground at 75 miles an hour. It's possible the harness didn't properly secure the boy. State regulators will inspect the ride now, but it has never had a safety violation in the past. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
Staying in Florida, there's growing backlash in Miami Beach against efforts to control rowdy spring breakers. Business owners claim they're being unfairly targeted by regulations like a curfew, and civil rights advocates say the city is trying to scare away black tourists. Last week, two shootings wounded 5 people, and police officers have been hurt in the raucous crowds. Students in Minneapolis are heading back to the classroom. A tentative agreement has been reached between the teachers' union and the district to end a walkout that started more than 2 weeks ago.
The collective action of our members has shown that strikes work. We know that we needed fundamental change in the Minneapolis public schools, and that was a big part of what this is about.
Sean Layden is with the Minneapolis Federation of Teachers. In California's capital, teachers are striking over pay and staffing shortages. Sacramento classes have been canceled since Wednesday. The beauty of spring is in full bloom in the nation's capital. Thousands are expected to catch a glimpse this weekend of the iconic cherry blossoms. The show will be short-lived. Peak bloom only lasts several days. Pam Puso, Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.